In a new poll, that had fallen to 47%. But while public attitudes have softened, official ones have hardened. Only a decade ago, when it still enjoyed good relations with Europe, Mr. Erdogan's government signed a convention banning discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. Tens of thousands marched in the Pride Parade on Istanbul's main street under police escort. Today, very little of that spirit remains. The Pride March has been banned. Rubber bullets and tear gas await those who turn up. The Diyanet, set up nearly a century ago to reconcile Islamic teachings with secular values, has turned into the voice of political Islam and an arm of the government. Nuanced interpretations of the Quran have given way to a more restrictive approach. Gay celebrities are still feted, even in government circles, but only as long as they do not discuss their sexuality in public. Mr. Erdogan's attempts to raise what he calls a pious generation have not had the desired impact, however. Studies show young people are turning away from religion. That may be why the ruling Justice and Development, or ARC party, and the Diyanet have decided to double down. They're increasingly insecure politically and culturally, and they don't want to give an inch to those who take other interpretations of Islam, says Omer Tashpinar of the Brookings Institution, a think tank. Now there's a spirit of defensive jihad against moral laxity and relativism. In the row over Mr. Erbas, Mr. Erdogan and his surrogates are suggesting that there is only one immutable Islam, which should not accommodate changing norms. Turkey's history suggests that is not true. But anyone who still thinks moderate Islam and ARC belong in the same sentence might want to take note.